May 6, 1938. Desiring it and taking the first steps are all that is needed to live in the divine will. How the divine will possesses the generative life and generates endlessly when it rains. Inseparability of the works of our Lord from one who lives in his will. My poor mind is crowded with thoughts regarding the divine will. These thoughts seem like many messengers that bring lots of news about this will, so holy. I was surprised. And my sweet Jesus, coming back to his little daughter, all goodness said, "My good daughter, it is very easy to enter my will, since your Jesus never teaches difficult things. My love makes me adapt to human capabilities, so that the creature can do, with no difficulty, what I teach and what I want. You must know that the first indispensable thing in order to enter my fiat is wanting and firmly yearning to live in it. The second thing is to take the first step since, once the first step is done, my divine will surrounds the creature with so much light and attraction that she loses any desire to do her own will. In fact, as soon as she takes a step she feels powerful. The night of passions, weaknesses, miseries is turned into day into divine strength. So she feels the irresistible need to take the second step, which calls for the third one, the fourth, the fifth and so on and on. These are the steps of the light that embellishes the creature, sanctifies her and makes her happy. That puts her on the right way, making her similar to her Creator. To the extent that, not only does she feel the extreme need to live in my will, but she also feels it as inseparable from herself as her own life. See then, how easy it is. But wanting is necessary. My paternal goodness wants it too. Always present in my will with grace, love and goodness. Since I also want it, I add my contribution my own life if necessary, to give her all the help and the means even my own life, as her own in order to make her live in my will. I don't hold anything back when it comes to making a creature live in my will. My daughter, our love is so great that we fix different degrees of beauty and sanctity to adorn the soul in our divine will. We will make these souls different from one another, distinct in their beauty, sanctity and love, but all beautiful, all unique. Some will remain in the sea of our light and will enjoy the goods of my will, others will remain under the action of my operating light. These will be the most beautiful ones, with all our creative art and operating action. As we find the creature in our will, we can do whatever we want. She will be ready to receive our creative power and we will delight in creating new beauties, unseen sanctities, love that we've never given to others and which they could not receive because the life, light and strength of our will was missing. We will hear in her our echo. The creative strength that always generates love and glory. The continuous repetition of our acts and of our own life. This is the life of our fiat, to generate. And where it rains it generates continuously, without ever ending, generates in us and keeps the life of the Most Holy Trinity. Generates in the creature in which it rains. Generates our image, love and sanctity. So, we still have a lot to do in the work of creation. We have to reproduce our acts and works, that will serve as the most beautiful ornament for our Heavenly Fatherland. After this, my mind got lost in the ocean of the fiat, which made me aware of everything, and all seemed to belong to me as well as to God. Then my beloved Jesus, almost suffocated in his flames of love, added, "My blessed daughter, one who lives in my will has always been inseparable from her Creator. She was with us from all eternity. Our divine will brought her to our laps to love, court and enjoy her, and since then, we have felt her love palpitating in us, calling for the work of our creative hands, to make of her one of our best images. Oh! How much we delighted in finding in our will someone in whom we could express our creativity. Now, you must know that since these souls that live, and will live, in our fiat are inseparable from us, they were coming down with me when I, the Eternal Word, came down from heaven to earth in the excess of my love. They were guided by the Heavenly Queen. They formed my people, my loyal army, my living royal palace, in which I was true king of these children of my divine will. I would never have come down from heaven without the court of my people, without a reign in which I could dominate with my laws of love. All the centuries are just like a point for us, in which everything is ours, in action. Therefore, when I came down from heaven as dominator and king of my children, I felt courted and loved as only we can do, and my love was such that my children were all conceived together with me. I just couldn't be without them. I couldn't have tolerated not finding my loving children. So they grew with me in the womb of my queen mother. They were born together with me, cried with me, did everything I did. They walked, worked, prayed and suffered together with me, and I can say that they were with me even on my cross, to die and rise again to new life for human generations. Therefore, the kingdom of our will is already established. We know its numbers, we know them all by name. We already feel them palpitating in ardent love. Oh, how much we love them and yearn for the time to deliver them into the daylight of our will on earth. Then the children of my volition will have in their power my conception, my birth, my steps, pains and tears. They will be able to be conceived and born again as many times as they want. They will feel my steps and pains in theirs. Since in my will, my birth and life are repeated every instant, they can take them for themselves, give them to others, or do whatever they want. I know that they would never do what I do not want. These children of ours, born again, formed and fed by our will be the true glory of our creation. They will crown our creative work, placing the seal of their love in every created thing for the one who did all for them and loved them so much.